This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran late Thursday, just minutes before they were scheduled to take place. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the president says he doesn't want a war with Iran.
About a half hour before, the president says the military asked for final approval. He asked how many people might die and waved them off after being told 150, saying he didn't think the toll was proportionate. That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision-making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but is driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department's annual Religious Freedom Report exposed what he called a chilling array of abuses. Pompeo said religious freedom is a fundamental human right and the United States is determined to uphold it.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
Pompeo called on Pakistan to do more to stop the abuse of blasphemy laws after the release of Asia Bibi, a Catholic woman who faced a death sentence in Pakistan. The secretary also singled out Iran and China, pointing to Beijing's detention of more than 1 million Uyghur Muslims, as well as persecution of Tibetan Buddhists, Christians, and the Falun Gong. The report also pointed to Saudi Arabia's widespread abuses of religious rights, including detaining more than 1,000 Shiites, mostly for minor offenses. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, that is, will leave two delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. Speaking after meeting with Bachelet in Caracas on Friday, Guaido said that the UN rep's team would investigate issues related to the country's lack of food and medicine. It will also look into allegations that President Nicolas Maduro's government has violated human rights while cracking down on the opposition. Bachelet also held talks with President Nicolas Maduro late Friday before leaving Venezuela. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that President Donald Trump has ordered immigration enforcement officials to conduct a mass roundup of migrants who have received deportation orders in an operation that is expected to begin Sunday. The newspaper said the operation would target up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including Houston, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, Miami, Florida, and Los Angeles, California. Trump tweeted on Monday that the United States would start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the country next week, but the announcement appeared to catch the country's immigration officials by surprise. Administration officials said the deportation plans have been under consideration for months, but immigration officials said earlier this week that raids on migrant families were not imminent. In a related story, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced on Friday he will be deploying 1,000 additional National Guard troops to the border amid what he called an escalating crisis. Abbott blamed the U.S. Congress for leaving the border states to fend for themselves.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
The announcement came as U.S. Democrats in the House of Representatives introduced legislation to provide $4.5 billion in humanitarian assistance to address the surge of migrants at the southern U.S. border. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday evening, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader and the release of demonstrators arrested during the territory's worst political crisis in decades. The protest was noisy but mostly peaceful, with the exception of some thrown eggs and demonstrators shining laser pens at the windows. In a statement, Hong Kong police on Saturday slammed the protesters for besieging their headquarters, calling the demonstration illegal and irrational, and vowing to pursue the ringleaders. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.